Well, I think it's easy to explain. We won the first half 2-0, but the games are not over till the last whistle. They score at the minute of the second half, a clear goal and a clear offside position. Too clear. I don't know why they didn't sign on. But after that, we tried to continue attacking, but I think that we fell. The last game that we played 48 hours ago in a pitch that was very heavy with the snow in against West Bromwich. They scored in a rebound the second goal, and we couldn't score the third one.
What was missing then in that second half from a City point of view? Because you were so comfortable at half time.
I think that leg. We are very confident in the first half because we are playing well. I think that in the second half, important players, Nahri, Silva, I think that they felt the effort that they made the other day.
Your players would have known at half-time that Chelsea dropped points. So to what extent is this a missed opportunity for yourselves today?
It's an opportunity, of course, but not because you play at home. You think that you must win the points. We were winning 2-0, but we had another 45 minutes to play. I repeat, I think that the first goal was very important, was an important mistake also. But these things happen in football. We continue 3 points behind the leader. We finished the first round with 43 points, a good amount of points, and now we must continue playing the second part of the season in the same way we are doing so far.
You've been on a terrific winning run, of course. This today is a point rather than three, but how do you analyse it? Do you analyse it as though it's been a great run, a slight setback today, or is there some added frustration ultimately for you?
No, the frustration because we are winning 2-0 in the first half. That is frustration. I said before the game that Burnley is a great team, that the goal is going attacking. It's not an easy team to play against them. Of course, when you are starting winning 2-0 in the first half, you think that you are very disappointed to draw. But you must see in which way, in the way you draw.
Manuel, you made big decisions before the game as well. You rested Yaya Toure. You didn't want to risk Vincent Kompany. Are they decisions now with hindsight maybe you'd do a bit differently?
Both players were not able to play.
What was the reason with Yaya?
A muscle injury that I had the other day. Maybe it was a risk for him to play for 3 hours after the game. And Vincent, he was not fit to play.
Both sides obviously have to play the same amount of games. But was there a particular reason why you felt your side were a bit lackluster in the second half?
No, I think that the goal that they scored at the beginning of the second half was very important from there. They give them a lot of trust. Maybe we try to continue in our way to play, but in the way we are playing now, we need a lot of movements, and maybe the game that we played 48 hours before. We felt, I think, that the legs in the second half.
Does this, in a way, sum up what the Premier League is like? Chelsea drop points, you drop points when no one would expect you to. Is that kind of the nature of the game in this country, do you feel?
I think that every team drop points because every game is very difficult. And I think that in the second half, the Chelsea or our team or United or Arsenal, all of the team will drop points. We'll see who can win more points than the other one.